Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're fucking up.
It's May 15th, 2017. Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Sherry Garcia. I hope everyone enjoyed Mother's Day yesterday because we all know just how important and loved our mothers are in our lives. So I hope everyone had a wonderful day. And I want to thank all of you for being here with us this evening for Manic Mondays with our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. She had an annual charity golf tournament that she participates in every year that happened to fall on Monday last week, so we didn't have a show, so we've got a lot to catch up on. She has two great guests lined up to join her tonight. From BBCan 3, Godfrey Manguiza, who was the runner-up that season, will be here, and Suzette Amaya from BBCan 1 will be here with her weekly segment of Suzette Sizes Up Canada, like only she can do, will be here too. You are always invited to call in with questions, comments, or opinions you'd like to share with Michelle, Godfrey, and Suzette by dialing in at 1-347-237-5506. And please remember to press the number one key on your phone once you're on our switchboard. Now, I have one little thing I need to say before I bring up Michelle. Big, huge thank you to Jordan Radkowitz. I just received your card in the mail today, and I cannot say thank you enough for the kindness and the thoughtfulness inside that card. Thank you so, so very much for thinking of me. It meant the world to me. Thank you a million, million times. So I just had to say that to Jordan real quick. Thank you, Jordan, so, so much. Okay, now that I've got that out of the way, let's bring up our host, Michelle Costa, and get Manic Monday started. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Cherry Pie. Hello, everybody out there in the Manic Monday land. It's good to be back. Gosh, a week feels like forever. Gosh, I miss you guys. You guys give me life every week. You guys start my week off. You make my Monday happy. And when I'm not with you guys, it's like tough. But I was doing a charity event, Cherry Pie and everybody, for the Portuguese club that I'm associated with, which is the Madeira Club. And we do the charity event to raise money for scholarships for kids to go to college of their choice and to utilize that money to further their education, Cherry. So it's all
so cool.
For a good cause, yes. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Hope you were able to spend it with your mom, call your mom, or whatever you had to do, because sometimes, you know, they're across the country or they're in a different hemisphere. So I hope you were able to contact them and let them know how much you love them. And obviously a happy Mother's Day to Mama Costa. Was able to spend it with her, so that was good. Just want to let you guys know, I love you, chat room, but I am not on the chat room because my computer is at the computer doctor. It got a little cold.
Aww.
Yeah. So Cherry Pie is going to have to read the questions that you guys have to our guests or myself. Tonight's show is going to be until 8 o'clock, so if you do have any comments or questions, make sure you jot it in the chat room or call 347-237-5506. Make sure you press 1 so Cherry Pie knows that you want to talk. We have the amazing Suzette Amaya calling in and also Godfrey, who is going to be calling in as well. We are in the final few days of Big Brother Canada. Can't believe it, Cherry. Friday, I will be headed to Toronto to hang out with all the old vets, and we're going to be meeting up with the newbies of Big Brother Canada 5. I'm so excited. And, of course, some of my fellow Big Brother U.S. And just want to let you guys know that it's going to be a show change for next week because I am flying in on Monday. I'm going to be not able to make the show if we were to do it on Monday. So we're going to just do it on Tuesday, and that's just for next week so that I can fill you guys in on everything. You guys can ask me questions. So we don't want to miss out on that by waiting another week. So Tuesday at 7 p.m. It'll still be called Manic Monday.
So instead of Manic Monday, it'll be Terrific Tuesday.
Yeah, Manic Monday on Terrific Tuesday or Tipsy Tuesday, whichever way you look at it.
There you go.
I might be a little tipsy, and if I have my voice. I can't believe Cherry. I feel like we've just started watching it like the other day. Big Brother Canada 5 has been absolutely amazing, epic, entertaining. What a great group of people I think that were brought together in such an amazing house. I'd have to say, like, hands down, that house is the bomb. Talking about the Odyssey, absolutely great competitions. We've seen some great twists, Cherry. We've seen some great prizes won, but we haven't seen the main prize yet. That will be happening.
They do it Thursday. They do it right up there in Canada, don't they?
Oh my goodness. I mean, they sure do it right. Overall, whichever way you look at it, I mean, you can't be upset. The only thing I know people are upset about is that the feeds are over, Cherry. No more feeds. It's over. You just got to watch the show, which is only if, well, there's one tonight. It's going to be on at 9 p.m., so don't miss that. And
your computer didn't get that virus that is going around that is going all across
the
all the cry? Countries.
The WannaCry
yeah,
one?
That,
it's called WannaCry. No, no. It was in the shop before that. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
no,
just had
thank,
to ask. I was
goodness.
Like, you didn't get that one, did you, Michelle?
I didn't want to get the WannaCry because I don't want to cry. No, I don't want to. There's just four people left in the house. Well, actually, we know somebody was evicted. Yeah, I think it was last night. We just don't know who yet. And, you know, there's speculation, you know, because we don't know because of the live feeds. But I'm really sad if this person is the one that was evicted. So we're down to Kevin, who after his squad has been taken out, and he was kind of down on the bottom. He's really worked his way back into it by winning comps when he had to, Cherry. You know, that's usually what happens. People sit back, and then when they need to win, they do win. So Kevin has done such a great, amazing job. He is one of the vets that are remaining in the final four.
One of your guests is on the switchboard. Do you want me to bring her up?
I would love to because, you know, I need to talk about this with all of us together. There's no fun in her just listening.
Okay.
So, bring them up.
Let's do this. We have the one and only Suzette Amaya. Hi, Suzette.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Suzette. It's going better now that you're here.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to see you, like, this weekend.
I'm going to see you in, like, 5 days. Hi.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Are you ready? Are you packed? Are you ready to go? Because you're actually got an adventure before you would make it there.
Yes.
You're
going to
be heading out tomorrow.
This has been packing. You know, I'm going to bring everything on carry-on. So I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. How can I pack 7 days in a carry-on? And I'm prepared for everything if it's good. You know, sometimes you go to Niagara Falls, it's just hot and then cold, and then what do you bring? And you want to bring everything but the kitchen sink? Because it's so wild, I can't wait. But, yeah, I'm going to be in Winnipeg. I'm leaving tomorrow to Winnipeg. My radio show's up for Best Indigenous Radio Show in North America. So
yay! Congrats!
Yay! I'm kind of embarrassed because I've already won three, and I have three awards here. But a fourth one be kind of weird because the people I'm up against are radio stations that I've actually mentored because I've been in radio for like 20 years. So I'm excited that I managed two musicians, Carson Gray and Joey Stiles, and they are also up for multiple awards. So I'll be rocking the red carpet, and then I'm going to party my ass off in Niagara Falls because it's my birthday weekend.
That's right. Now, there might be some people listening right now that are in the area, Suzette, and I know that you were able to line something up. Can you just really quickly talk about where it is, what day it is? I believe it's on Saturday night, correct? Is it?
Yes, in Niagara Falls. So it is at the Club 7 Niagara Falls. So you could just go online. I'm sure if you go to pretty much any guest, you're going to see, like, Dallas is posting it, you know, Godfrey's posting it, Peter, just a number of different, you know, house guests are posting the poster. You could just go to Club 7 Niagara Falls. There's going to be, like, oh, my gosh, quite a few of us. Like, over 40-something people, for sure. And
that's
we have
awesome.
American Big Brothers like yourself and Funky and, you know,
Donnie's going.
And,
yes, I think Johnny Mack's going.
Donnie, oh, my God. And then we have our Survivor winner, Adam Klein, is going to be there. He's so dreamy.
He is so nice. I didn't know he was coming. That's awesome.
Oh, my God, I know. Like, I felt like there's pictures of me and him circulating with Meech and Morgan, I believe. Or, no, it was Ashley. And I'm, like, you know, getting a little bit, like, I'm, like, grabbing him, kissing him, because he's such a sweetheart. He's taken, but he's just such a sweetie. You know what I mean?
Hey, Adam.
Adam.
That's awesome. So if you guys are in the area and you want to be part of the party, either do it, Suzette said, go onto one of our pages, find out the information, and join us, because the more the merrier. We would love to have you. That's all we got to say. And what happens at Club 7 stays at Club 7. Okay?
Exactly.
Now, Suzette, well, Godfrey's going to be calling in probably in the next couple of minutes. So, you know, we can start talking, and we can definitely talk more when he joins us. But let's just really talk real quick about the fact that, I mean, we've been talking about how Big Brother Canada seems like it's going on forever, and it's like we've been talking about it, you know, forever. It feels like, you know, and we've gotten to the end of it. There's a few days away. Can you even believe it? How do you feel about the top four? I was just going through it. So, you know, we got Kevin. We know somebody was evicted yesterday. We just don't know yet who, because the feeds are down. So we'll just talk about the four for now, and then we'll go from there. So we got a veteran, Kevin. Okay.
Yep.
And I was just saying congrats to him, because he was kind of like on a roller coaster. You know, he was up high, and then he was down low, and then he won when he had to win. So why don't you talk – you know, briefly about
Kevin?
What your thoughts on Kevin.
Well, you know, Kevin played a stellar game. You got to think about it, right? Like, the guy goes in, he is clearly a huge target, just like all the vets. And when he was in the game, he was playing his own personal game. You know, he went out there, made his side alliances, was building relationships. He wasn't depending solely on the vets. You know, he did have a relationship with Bruno, but he kind of, you know, had to think earlier on that the vets weren't going to bring him to the end, and that he had needed to build these alliances and newbies. And there were times when, you know, Kevin was being yelled at by Ika. Kevin was being yelled at and put down by Karen. Like, he survived all that. And he was, like, the bigger person in those kind of situations where he handled himself very well, right? And he won comps when he needed to, and he had a showman's with William, which proved him really well, because he could have 100% have gone home if he didn't have built that alliance with William, whatever you call it. But it was good and for his game, and he survived a triple. So he's made some good moves, and, you know, everyone was like, oh, my God, you know, you used the veto on Ika and whatnot, and, you know, in the end, he's come on top, and I'm really proud of him.
Now, what are your thoughts? I mean, just pretend like you don't know what's happened after the fact, but when you saw Kevin use the veto on his own nominations, right? I believe it was on his own. And he takes off Ika, that just told him to take the veto, shove it up his ass or her ass and kiss it and stuff like that. And then he uses it on her and replaces it with Dylan. Talk about that. That was a wowzer moment.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm probably not the only one thinking this, because I'm sure everyone is running scenarios. Like, how can I get into the head of Kevin? Like, what is he doing? And at first I thought, oh, what a stupid move. But then you got to think about it. He knows that people in the jury aren't the greatest, like, fan fans of Aika. She's burned a few bridges, but she's proved to be a stellar player, and I'm obviously, everyone knew all season I was Team Aika. So, you know, he does use that move as a shield, right? Like, Aika's the bigger threat, and if he ever in the wildest dreams came up between him and Aika, he would have the votes, right? You would pretty much think, because
exactly.
He has closer relationships. So for him, that was a good move, because she hasn't won any comps, and she wouldn't win an argument against him. So by putting up, you know, the other nominee, Dylan, that was a, because at least he with Aika, you get what you get. Aika's a straight shooter, man. She don't like you, she's going to tell you she doesn't like you. And we saw that all season. And when she's in the game, you know, she's not a fake person. And that's what I really admire and respect and love about Aika so much. So he can read and knows what Aika's thinking. But with Dylan, you don't always know the decisions he's going to make, because he may flop or he may do this or that. And if he's ever had any power, who would he, you know, how would he decide on what his next moves were? So with Aika, you could see that he knows what he's going to get. And
yes, good point.
You know, and that late in the game, I think it was probably a good move for him. I mean, honestly, I was running scenarios like, are you stupid? Like, what are you doing? But it proved him well, you know?
I mean,
and I don't know if that is a genius move. In the moment, I thought that wasn't a good move at all, but he got lucky, and he worked really hard to be where he's sitting right now.
I guess you could say rolling the dice, right, for anybody who's a gambler out there.
And
know
he's
Mr.
a poker
Pokemon.
Player, so he knows when to, you know, go all in, and that's exactly what he did. And, you know, of course, everyone's thinking, oh, he's done such a great job. Well, you know, he's played a different kind of game than we've normally seen on Big Brother. You know, he's made some risky moves, and he's done things that people, you know, in the beginning didn't admire. Not many people have, you know, when we're in a different time, people have used their sexuality in Big Brother, in the history of Big Brother. People have used showmances to further themselves. We've never seen it where, you know, there's this relationship, you know, where it was like, you know, Kevin and William. We've never seen that before. And then
No. He's
been able to take abuse without lashing out. You can't call it abuse, but he's taken a bit of heat. And, you know, he's just a really nice guy outside the house. And inside the house, we really, truly can see that. Because, trust me, if someone was yelling around at me or talking to me any sideways, I would have said something. But he held himself very good.
Listen, he got called by his middle name. You know, Karen gave him the three names, first, middle, and last. And you know when somebody does that, you know, they're coming for you. They're coming at you. And he held his own. I mean, what was his argument against it? Well, none of you guys are talking to me. None of you guys are on my side. So I figured, why not? Why let me not try it? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, you know, and I thought it was a bad move, yes. I was like, I thought it was a great move, actually, because I was like, yeah, keep Aika, uh-huh. But
Michelle,
I couldn't believe he did it. Yes, Charity, bye.
We do have your second guest on the switchboard.
Hey!
Well, we definitely need to know what our next guest's thoughts are about everything that Kevin has done. So perfect timing on this. Suzette, are you ready?
Yes.
Kelly, are you ready? Let's get ready. Bring our
okay. From BB Can 3, we have Godfrey Manguiza on with us right now. Hi, Godfrey. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing? All right.
Godfrey, yes.
We are great
that?
Now that Godfrey is here.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to just talk. Talk
I just can't wait to hug
down,
you.
Honestly.
Little cheeks. Hey.
We're going to get turned up.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. We're going to get
the
we're
lady
gonna,
Lisa.
Turn up.
We're
oh,
going to get
man.
Turned up. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Well, welcome, Godfrey, to Manic Monday. We're so happy to have you here and to join us. We are talking Big Brother Canada 5. We cannot believe that it's a few days away
from finding out the winner. We were just talking about Kevin, and what a perfect person to join us right now because, you know, you're pretty familiar with Kevin. We were just talking about, you know, breaking down the Final Four. We were talking about Kevin and all his game moves, roller coaster ride, up and down, Final Six, all that kind of stuff, and we got to the point of his move that he made by taking Ike out. Give us your synopsis on Kevin right now and how he's been playing the game this season.
Well, yeah, Kevin, honestly, like, it's been a great season. You're just watching it and just seeing everybody actually, like, play for the second time and what they do differently and what they do the same. But as far as Kevin's game, like, honestly, I'd say it kind of started out pretty stale. Yeah. Like, really, really slow. And I'd say he probably started playing the game on day 58. What day is it right now?
Yeah.
You got to understand, too, he was probably playing a slow game because he was kind of hanging out with his vet alliance. But it was slow in the fact that he slowly was creeping into William's bed, and that is definitely some gamer
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Like, the only thing he played this season was William, and that's about it.
And William didn't mind. William was like, hey, I'm all for it.
as impressive as Kevin has won all these comps at the end, one got to ask, if he didn't just one veto, if he didn't lose one veto, he would have been out of the door. So, like,
100%.
In terms of social game, I think his game definitely downgraded. But yet again, the guy's in the Final Four, so he must have done something right, you know?
Well, also, he got saved by William,
yeah.
and that was like, you know, if he didn't have that no-match showmans, then I don't think he definitely would have been gone.
He would have been gone, yeah. Like, socially, I just don't think his game even matches up to Karen's social game. But one thing he's done
Ooh,
good
I like
is
that.
Make sure that all his friends are sitting in the jury, and you got to give him credit for that, you know, like, right now, he has the best odds of winning because all his allies went out before him, you know. So, like, I think he played it cool by not making himself the big target amongst, like, what was his alliance called again? The Six.
The Six, yep.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think, Godfrey? Because we were just talking about, you know, not looking at what he's done after the fact. But when he made that move – To use, he was the HOH, he had his noms up, he won the veto.
To keep
Iker
in the win game.
Yes, what were you thinking? Were you like, oh my God, this is brilliant? Or were you like, oh my God, you know what, Kevin, you just shot yourself in the foot?
Like, I was honestly saying, you have sealed your fate. Like, there's no way you're going to win after this. Like, it was probably one of the most foolish moves ever. But at the same time, I get how he did it. Because having played with Kevin, I know he's the type of guy who he wants to make the moves that are, like, legendary, you know? Like, he's in the house. He's not thinking, man, let me make this move to better myself. He's thinking, what's going to look good? What's going to be epic? So I think he just wanted to, you know, put on a show for us, and he definitely did it. You know, I give him, like, he's got some balls for actually using the veto on Ike. But I know in Kevin's head, he did that because he just knew that. He knew that Ike was the queen, and I guess he wanted to take on the best. Who knows?
Well, also too, you know,
one,
when it comes to the final, he's kind of doing jury management as well because he's like, yo, I took you off. I gave you a shot, you know. I think
exactly.
that he's trying to create a scenario where if he were in the final two, he has some points of some moves that people go, yeah, that's right. You did
absolutely
make some moves later
that.
In the
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. Because the jury will definitely respect that. Even if I was sitting on the jury, which I've never been on a jury before, but if I was sitting on there and I got a guy who literally used the veto on his number one rival, like, I'd kind of be like, you know what? This person deserves some props. They didn't take the easy way out. Because we always hear that. People going like, oh, you took a goat to the final. So I think, in a way, he probably did that to get some favor from the jury. Who knows?
Yep.
And also, Ike is not really liked in the jury. So, you know, you want to go, well, I know that four or out of the five jury members or whatever the number scenario he put in his head is not going to vote for Ike over him if, you know, she goes to the finals with him. Where Dylan, you know, maybe possibly might have a few votes
up in the air if he were a possibility to make it. So maybe that's why, or maybe he also thought competitive-wise, Ika hasn't won anything. Dylan's been winning when needed. Get this guy out if I can't get Demetrius out because he's been taken out. So, you know, either way you look at it, I think Kevin has not been playing a social game to the max like he did in your season, Godfrey. I think he was playing kind of like more strategic in, you know, let
exactly,
me see what
yeah.
sticks to the wall and do it that way. So we've talked a little about Kevin. So let's talk about our other vet. Now, she at the opposite end of the spectrum. She has not won anything, people, nothing, but she's won our hearts. She has won our hearts, I guess maybe some of you, but she's won
Love
my
her.
Heart. Ika, the queen, has remained in the final four without winning anything. Let's talk about her. Let's start with you, Suzette. I mean, Ika, how does she make it without even winning anything? Go for it. I can't. I love it.
She's boss, baby. You know, you think about it, this season will forever be the season of Ika. Whoever wins, whatever. You know, Demetrius plays such an amazing game. And Kevin, where he's at, right? But Ika, man, she's like an oracle. You're going home, right? But in the end, she just couldn't pull it because, as we know, in the end, it is a lot of memory and it is a lot of physical endurance. And she just couldn't pull it off. And if she could, my God, there's no reason we shouldn't be giving her the crown and the money right off the bat. But, you know, I really was praying and hoping for her. I love her. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of, like, people making comments about her, but they don't know her. She's in a game. People do things that they're not proud of in the game. But I like her because she's real, you know, and there's no faking around. There's no talking behind your back. She'll tell you exactly what you think. And in life, I truly would rather be around that. I want to be shady all the time. And her, I really think that she deserves it. She works pretty hard. In her social game and as her petty game. She did amazing.
Amazing. I mean, we don't know if she's still in the house yet. I mean, we don't have 100%, but we're probably betting all our money. Yeah, we can only pray, but we in our minds have an idea that probably Kevin took out Ika. We're thinking, Godfrey, your thoughts on the queen bee, Ika baby.
Oh, I love Ika. Like, honestly, the season would not have been this iconic without her in there. And, like,
exactly.
Ika, she's impressed me so much. I knew once she went back in the house, I'm like, Ika is guaranteed Final Five at least. Because just, like, haven't hung out with her and talked to her about the game. Like, you know how, you know, past players, we love to talk Big Brother when we hang out, right?
Yeah.
And just talking to
her. That's
all we do. I'd hear, like, a 180 from what I saw on her season. But when she told me, like, her insight in the game, which moves she wishes she would have done, and just by, like, analyzing other seasons, I realized, I'm like, wow, Ika actually knows Big Brother. And when I heard she got a second opportunity to play, I was like, you know what? She's going to go in there, and she's just going to slay. And she also
yes.
had the advantage of coming in, having done so poorly on her own season, that she really had nothing to lose. Whereas you have big names like Netta, who are there to live up to a reputation, which is going to be difficult. Like, you know, you cannot, like, you can't do it big both season. But with Ika, I feel like she had less pressure since she did so bad in her first season that, like, she just came in there and was like, you know what, I'm just going to do whatever I can and I'm just going to relax. So, yeah, I'm really impressed with Ika. For somebody who has not won any comps, like, that's really...
Eddie.
And this is not someone who was throwing comps. She was trying to win them, too. So, yeah.
And you know what
impressive.
I really love this season about Ika is I saw, like, I saw a real soft side of Ika, you know, and people forget she's gorgeous, but she's like a mother, and she's, like, really the nicest person you'll ever meet. And seeing her shook and in love, like, just seeing those moments, I love seeing that because I don't get to see that side of her that often, you know, because she has a career, she has a family and that. But it was really exciting and nice to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
I
She's
can't
like
wait
a coconut,
to work with her.
Hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yes. I love
yes,
her.
Yes, that's perfect. I cannot wait to twerk with her. Let me tell you something. for somebody who is as outspoken as she is, tells you to kiss her ass and shove that veto up her ass and kiss it while it's up there and then give him the veto. I mean, you know, if anybody takes her, unfortunately, I feel like if she made it to the final, you know, they would still be, you know, bitter and not, you know, give her the win. But to me, I think out of everybody, the most improved vet by far,
definitely
hands down,
most improved, definitely,
is Miss Aika Queen. And that is it with Miss Aika. She just gave us everything we wanted, people, everything. So no matter if you're on her side or you're not, you weren't cheering for her, you had to have been like, oh, my God, this is everything. For somebody to just come out and say whatever she's feeling, you know, that's 100 right there. So props to both Kevin and Aika for making it to the final. And now we're on the other side. We got the newbies, you guys. So this is kind of fun, 2 versus 2, you know. So let's talk about, for me, I think one of the entertaining, finally we've got to see somebody not in their 20s, not in their 30s, not in their 40s, but we got somebody in the older crowd who not only was just passed along because she is that age, she was playing that game, and boy, you got to give it to Miss Karen. Miss Karen, she was amazing. Godfrey, we started off with Suzette. I want to hear your thoughts first on Mrs. Karen.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I love
Karen
her. She's
really
so entertaining.
Just,
she's the best.
She is.
And,
oh, boy.
Oh, man.
She's another
like,
person.
You know, she's not winning comps. She's getting through it. She's being honest. Like, she's the perfect person you want to take to final two, right? But she
absolutely
has a great social game. And, you know, I'm really proud of her. You know, I would think that the way she was talking about Kevin, I'm surprised, like, more people didn't gang up on her and, like, hey, how did you know? She got away with a lot of stuff, you know? I think if I was
she
in
did
there, I wouldn't get away with nothing. But she did really good.
I'm telling you, like, Karen is just, like you can just tell she has some life experience with the way she's been able to maneuver herself in the house. She's also straight up. That's what I love about it. Like, she, when she told, who was it? She's like, that's why none of y'all won. Like, the first week
she told all the vets.
And
she
her
told all the
social
vets
game
that's why you guys
is so underestimated. Like, a lot of people don't realize that week after week, the first week she put up Dimitri and Mark. And Dimitri won HOH the next day. And he didn't even think about getting back at Karen. Like, that just shows that, like, you know, she is – she's just – managed a way to socially maneuver her way and position herself as such a weak player, even though I honestly believe some of these comps she actually could have done well at. But, like, she's just
yeah
done such a great job at playing on the fact that, oh, look at me, I'm just an old little lady who hates Kevin Martin. But look at her now,
oh,
she's in, like,
God,
the final three and guaranteed final two. Like, there is no chance in hell that Karen does not make final two.
Yes.
And, like, how many people
oh
can we
God
say that about, too, you know?
Yeah, that'd be crazy not to take her, like, in any
yeah
game scenario. You'd have to take her.
Like, you absolutely have to. And here's another thing. If she goes to the final two, I actually have a crazy theory that she just might give Kevin a run for his money there. Because remember, guys, the last time we saw a newbie and a veteran together in a finale, the newbie won, and the veteran lost, and that veteran was Dan Geeslin, the great Dan. And he
yeah
lost against the
oh
new
that's
player
true.
And right now the jury out, it's evenly
matched
right now.
Yeah, but I think
right
that
now
at that scenario, most people didn't like the way Dan played. And
you think they like Kevin?
Yeah, but they
or
do
Aika
like Kevin because Bruno's going to vote Kevin. Neta lives in Vancouver
but
and votes Kevin.
Vet,
they're like
that. What about Dre? What about Dylan?
Well,
what about Dimitri if he's taken out right now? What
Aika
about Jackie? What about
Aika?
Aika? You see?
Yeah, yeah, now I see what you're saying.
Like, I feel like it's not set in stone, and it's just going to come down to how well,
like, I can't see
how
Cindy
well
voting.
Karen can articulate her game.
Like, let's do the
if
numbers.
Yep.
You could do the numbers. Bruno would vote Karen. Neta would vote Karen. Cindy would vote Karen.
I'm telling you, like, it.
Dylan would vote Karen, right?
Like, even though we look at her right
no,
now, and we say she's got no shot against either person, either Kevin or Dimitri, I think she actually does have a shot in there. It all comes down to how the jury is able to see it, you know. Like, I wish we had more jury segments where we could just watch what they're discussing.
Yes.
Because she has a case. And let's not forget about it. She's twice, three times older than probably Bruno and the rest of the people in the house.
You think Aika would give it to, would vote for, like...
Karen over Kevin?
Yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think she
might. Yeah.
I think she might. I mean, I remember my jury, and we all talked about it. We said if either Memphis or Dan were to bring Jerry to the final two, we were going to give it to Jerry.
You'd
because
vote for Jerry.
We were like, you know,
yeah.
We were like, you think that you're going to bring him because you thought that that was an easy win? Well, guess what? No, it's not an easy win. And, you know, Jerry won comps, and he was playing the game when he needed to. So we were kind of like, bring him.
You guys are making me excited again. I was like, I would love to see that. Yeah, but, you know, I really, at this point, I'm really being realistic. I would really like to see Dimitri win. I think that he's played a good game. You know, he's won when he needs to win. He's a likable guy. I really like Dimitri.
Okay, let's talk about Dimitri, you guys. Let's talk about it. I'm going to break it down real quick, okay? You know, we've had people like, you know, Kevin kind of play a little slow or stale, as Godfrey mentioned, you know, and, you know, kind of did some backdoor, you know, background scenes and did whatever. You know, we've gotten Aika full-blown at it from the minute she walked in. Karen's kind of been full-blown at it. And then we've got Dimitri, who was put up first and who had to fight tooth and nail almost every single week, whether he won HOH or won Vito, had to win when he had to win. He's been doing it from the beginning, you guys. I think
from
for me,
get-go.
That's a huge, huge way to talk to the jury and let them know what's up. Godfrey, your thoughts on Demetrius?
Dimitri, oh, that was one of my top picks coming in, you know. Like, I am just absolutely impressed, just shocked by how Dimitri has been able to steamroll this entire thing.
Like, coming into the game, as you said, nominated on week, what was it? Week one, yeah, nominated
week
on week one. And somehow has been able to finesse himself and actually get into a showman's. Who would have thought that? And I think
and
more impressive than anything he's done in the game, the most impressive feat has been getting in a showman's with Aika. Oh,
yeah.
Man. But, yeah, Dimitri, in terms of his game, I honestly do think the only thing that could hurt him is that a lot of people, I feel like they're going to give most of his moves, they're going to give the credit to Aika, of which I really think Dimitri was involved in it. I don't know. What do you guys think? But the way I saw it, it did seem like a 50-50 partnership. Well, Aika did most of the social part, and Dimitri came through with the wins.
Well, I
think
it's just that Aika was more verbal and she was out there building those relationships. Like, we even seen it with Dre. Dre was like, I could totally talk with Aika, but Dimitri's not the guy I'm talking to. But when he was HOH, people came to talk to him, you know? And we've seen people, like, force themselves, okay, I got to go talk to Dimitri. So it wasn't like he was making all these decisions based on what she was telling him. And she said it in the DR, too. Like, I can tell him what he should do, but he's going to make his decision. And that was really nice to hear that she wasn't saying,
exactly.
Hey,
like, he's going to be his own man at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's what I think that's what – me as a woman, I think that she sees as attractive. You know, he's going to be a nice gentleman, but yet he's going to stand his ground, and clearly he has done that throughout the season.
What my thing is, what I've hated to hear from the jury, and I really hope it's just what they chose their words to show us, is the word lapdog. And let's talk about lapdog. He has not been a lapdog.
Yeah,
he has been the yin to the yang. He has been the yin to the yang, people. That's what he has been. There's no lapdog about him. A woman like Aika needs a man like Demetrius. Very calm, cool, collective, methodical, strong, competitive, wins when he needs to win. And I think people are just, I think, a little jealous of the fact that it's
worked. That's what I think, too.
Like, think about when they went for that car ride. Who was all in jury, you know? Was that, like, Team Shady to say something like that? Like, why would you say that? And, you know, I'm sure people are thinking it, but, you know,
there was
he's
some salt
won
in
those
there.
Comps
there was some
his
salt.
Own. And I don't think that was a very nice thing to say. But, you know.
Yeah,
no.
He's held his own. He's definitely held his own. And let's not forget, like, he sat on that block on eviction night and still didn't go home. So, like, come on. Like, he must have some social game, you know, some awareness.
Well, and he didn't have all the big saves. Like, he didn't have a seasonal major save like Kevin has
exactly.
had.
Exactly. Like,
you know?
He didn't have, like,
he didn't have those advantages.
That
he had to work so hard and talk his way through things and build, and, you know, and it was really good because Ike was with him working, helping him run the scenarios. So it wasn't like he had all these epic advantages, you know?
He didn't. He didn't. Not at all. And he came in as a huge, imposing physical threat, too. With a huge target on his back right off the bat. And he's been winning all these comps. Like, the guy literally has made it this far, being public enemy, public target number one.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say one thing. And if it comes down to Kevin and Demetrius for the final two, I think it's going to be epic, okay?
If that's the final two, it's going to be crazy.
Have you guys noticed this? The past five evictees maybe. Do you notice Demetrius's goodbye messages or the way he's communicated with the people before they left? He's been nothing but cool,
but
calm,
kind,
collective.
All
yes,
of that.
You guys. He's been
well,
thinking about
like
all
that too.
The jury.
Like, throughout the season, you would see, like, Ike, you know, she'd be upset and go off on somebody, and he'd be, like, just the cool, nice guy, you know, like, he reminds
like he
me of my husband, Stanley. Stanley's,
like,
really nice, cool guy. He doesn't get involved. He's not gonna fight her battles for her, you know, and I think that's his way of playing his own game.
And I think that's his personality, too. Like, that's just the type of guy that he is.
And he looks good with the shirt off, too. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway.
I had to throw that in.
Okay, you guys, let's run down the jury if it came down to Demetrius and Kevin. Now, Netta, who do you think she's going to vote for?
Kevin.
If it's Kevin and Demetrius. Okay. So we got one for Kevin. All right. Who do you think Cindy's going to vote for, Demetrius or Kevin?
I think it would be for Kevin.
Okay, so we got two. Who are you going to vote for, who Bruno's going to vote for, Demetrius or Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay. Who do you think that Jackie is going to vote for, Demetrius or Kevin?
I think
Kevin.
Dimitri.
Really?
Dimitri. She hates Kevin.
Kevin
and Bruno. Like, don't forget that, you know, like, they.
Jackie? I thought Jackie
even
was
when
hating
she was
with
coming
cool
out,
Bruno.
I think the only person she hates more than those two guys is Ike.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I think that she's gonna. When she gets in that jury house, she's in a room full of strong personalities, Cindy and Netta, and she's gonna be hanging close with Bruno, and she's gonna be swayed pretty quick to vote for Kevin.
That's actually a huge point, though. She has more time to be in there and get influenced by them. But I honestly think she might be leaning towards Demetrius.
Yeah,
because she didn't have the best game relationship with Kevin and Bruno. Like, they kind of threw her under the bus so many times and eventually got rid of her, you know.
But as soon as Ike gets into that jury house just one night or two nights, she is not going to vote for Ike's man.
Yeah.
Well,
I think this is
Jackie's time to finally pay Big Brother because she hasn't been able to pay
and do her own move
at all. Okay? It's time for Jackie to shine, guys. It's time for Jackie to shine, okay? So, we'll call that a split. Okay. Now, we haven't really talked about him, and I'm going to be honest with you. Like you guys said, there's going to be a lot of influencing in the jury, and I have a feeling that William's going to get a lot of different people telling him lots of different stuff.
Oh,
like,
he's
going
to have Dre in one ear
Kevin's
saying,
you
give it to Demetri, and he's going to have Bruno And on top of that, like, I think the kid's still in love with Kevin.
Oh, yeah, he'll vote Kevin in a heartbeat. He saved Kevin. He doesn't want that save to go to waste. That would be pretty, like, wow, unless he's heartbroken and has some vengeance. But I just don't see that happening.
William.
I
sure,
think
that,
he
that's
might have vengeance.
Kevin's vote. But
I
think Dre,
don't know.
Dre?
I don't know. I think Kevin might be, I think William might be, like, you know, the scorned lover. And he wants the last laugh, and he's been laughed at basically behind his back and used this entire time.
Who's the one who put them on the block for the triple?
It was Dimitri.
Dimitri.
There you go.
Yeah. But Kevin had to vote, and Kevin didn't vote William or Dre. So just remember that. I don't know. I feel like William is going to be a turner. Like, he's going to shock people.
He might be salty, and actually, and that might affect his vote.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, well, we also saw Dre leave at the same time as William, so I think Dre's going to go Demetrius. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Demetrius with Dre.
How bad was it when they left and Dre was like, I'm, you know... She wasn't in the greatest relationship with Dre before they left. So the epic battles and that turning on them, that might be a salty thing,
forget,
too.
Like,
so
Dre has had this whole thing where she wants it to be a newbie to win the game. She didn't want the vets in the house. She wanted to get rid of the vets.
Ooh,
and I think
yes.
she's going to be really heading the movement, going like, hey, we need a newbie to win the season. You know, you guys had your shot before. You blew it. And this time, let somebody else get it.
Yep.
Yeah, I
think
like
that,
to see that.
We're down to 8 minutes, Michelle.
I think Dre. Okay, we got Dylan, and you guys, we already know the veto heard around the kissing ass.
Dylan ain't voting for Kevin,
ass,
man. Hell no.
He ain't voting for Kevin. You know he's not going to vote for Kevin. So let's just put Dylan down for Demetrius. And then if Ika goes in there, then Ika's going to put Demetrius. You guys, this could be one of those five to four.
And if Karen
comes out,
she ain't, I don't know, you think she'd give Kevin more than her vote? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
No. She's
not
really
happening.
Close to Demetrius. Yeah,
it's a
close
vote. It really is. I think Jackie might just be a swing.
So I think she could be a swing for sure.
The girl who has not had to make a decision for her entire game might actually be left with the biggest decision of all time.
Yeah. Yep, it could be between I called her the redheaded black widow because everybody who sat next to her got taken out, poisoned, and taken out of the game. And it could be down to the scorned lover, William.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think that
it's
going to
be
a doozy.
Battle in there, in the jury. I know right now people are butting heads. They're going like, who's getting it? Who's getting it? Like, I think the season, it's going to end in a shocker, you know. Like, I just feel like we're going to be really surprised. Don't
I
be shocked
so.
If Mama
really
Karen
so.
Walks away with that win.
You guys. It's been such an amazing season. I hands down, amazing. We only have a few minutes left, so I want to quickly talk to both of you guys. Let's see, Godfrey, what to you out of this entire season was one of your, by far, hands down, the best moments, whether it was entertainment-wise, someone said something, or somebody won a competition, a twist used. What was your favorite moment of this season?
My favorite moment of the season has got to be when the house flipped to save Ika. Like that, it was just the whole lead up to it. That was just like the craziest thing. And a close second would definitely be Kevin using the veto. I didn't think in a million years he'd use it, but yeah, those two moments.
Yeah, that's the poker guy in Kevin doing something that we never thought he'd do and giving us as fans the
right.
wow.
Yeah, he knows how to put on a show. He definitely knows that.
Oh, he does. Those are some very good moments. I know it's so hard to break it down because there's been so many. Suzette, what are a couple of your favorite moments? Because I know it's hard to pick one.
I'm not gonna lie, the Netto's eviction.
Oh my god.
Oh,
oh my god.
And you know it's so funny because such an epic moment. But then as the season went on, you're thinking, how is this going to go? And it just seems so long ago as the season progressed because so,
like
so much action. Like, I'm like, oh, Cindy and Netta were in this game. Like, and I was like, Gary and Cassandra were in this game. It just became just as the show progressed, you just saw so many epic things happen, and anything to do with Aika was something to watch, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, for me, it was Demetrius with his shirt off. And no, and I think that, you know, Karen just telling everybody, that's why you guys didn't win in your seasons. You suck. I mean, what's better than that? But hands down, all the moments in the season were absolutely fantastic. Godfrey, so excited. Real quick, how's everything been going in your life?
Please tell me you're coming to Niagara.
Yeah, I will be there Friday. I'll be in Toronto Friday, baby.
Awesome. Definitely.
And I will see you in Niagara. I'm not coming to Toronto, but I will see you in Niagara.
Cannot wait to see you. Oh, my God.
I know. I'm so excited. I know you live in Toronto, so I'm going to hit you up. I get in around, I think, 12 o'clock. It's going to be me and Bunky. The U.S. is going to take over Toronto. So
the U.S.
Taking
over. All right.
Super excited for that. Godfrey, thank you so much for coming on Manic Monday and letting us
know
what you think about this season. You know, hopefully one day we get to see you and Suzette back in that house. That would be pretty awesome.
That would be crazy. Hopefully we'll see you in there in a little U.S. versus Canada twist.
That would be fun.
No, that
would
be epic.
You know, that would be pretty epic because, you know, we got some alliances brewing in that scenario real quick, right? All right, Godfrey.
All right, Godfrey.
Godfrey, I can't wait
to
see you.
I'll be like the All-Star season Karen. He can put me back in the house.
Here.
I just won't win any cups.
I'm telling you. Same here.
All right, Godfrey. You have a good night, my love. I'll see you
on
Friday.
Buddy.
All right, hey, you too, guys. Hey, have a great night. I can't wait to
see you. Good night. We'll see ya.
All right.
Can't wait to see
you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo! Oh, I love Godfrey's, like, breaking down, you know? He's a fan. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And he's a runner-up winner, so he knows the different scenarios and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you guys, we broke it down what we thought's going to happen, but we all know, really, at this point, it's really down to the jury. Are they bitter?
We're under
are they
three
happy?
Minutes, Michelle.
Sad. What are they going to do? We don't know.
What are they
going to
do?
We're gonna
exactly.
Find out all together. We're going to find this out. Suzette, this is it. This is the end of sizing up Canada for now.
Yes, I will see you when I see you, man. Just one more week. Just a few more days. My God.
I know. And thank you so much for coming on.
It's a great
Monday
season. I love you guys. We'll have
months.
To do a recap after Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we're going to actually do the show on Tuesday, Suzette, because I'll be
Perfect.
Flying in on Monday. So
okay.
Tuesday, if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. We love you to pieces, and thank you so much, and have a wonderful
time
in Winnipeg. Good
thank
luck.
You, Terry, and thank you, Rad Reality, and all the people who've called in over the season and who've gone to the message boards and everyone else. Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thank
good
you, ladies. Travel
awards.
Safe.
Okay, bye.
And enjoy the finale.
Bye, Amy. Yeah. All right, Cherry Pie. I mean, I know probably there were some questions in the chat room, but you guys, that was just, we had to let it go. We had to let them go. We had to let them talk because it was some good stuff there. Good stuff, Cherry Pie. This time next week, we will know who won. We will be done with the finale. We'll be done with the partying. Tuesday, join us, please, 7 p.m. for Tipsy Tuesday, Manic Monday, Terrific Tuesday, whatever you want
That's
to know.
Right.
Whatever you want to do.
And I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday for our Survivor Recap Show at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central with Mike and the Mike. He'll be here with a great guest as well. We're going to wrap up tonight's show with Ron, as we always do. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Here's Ron to take us out for the evening. Good night, all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
We've got 3 seconds. Say goodnight, Michelle.
Good night, everybody. And I will see you guys soon or talk to you soon. And look up my social media for everything that's going to happen this weekend. Mwah!
Good night, all. God bless. Take care.